This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Taliban police official says at least 100 people have been killed or wounded in a mosque explosion targeting Shiite Muslims in northern Afghanistan. The official says the, quote, majority of them have been killed in reference to the victims. There was no immediate claim for the blast on Friday in the city of Kunduz, but Islamic State militants have a long history of attacking Afghanistan's Shiite minority. If confirmed, a death toll of dozens would be the highest since U.S. and NATO forces left Afghanistan at the end of August and the Taliban took control of the country. The UN Human Rights Council on Friday recognized access to a clean and healthy environment as a fundamental right, formally adding its weight to the global fight against climate change and its devastating consequences. The vote passed with overwhelming support, despite criticism in the lead-up from some countries, notably the United States and Britain. The resolution, first discussed in the 1990s, is not legally binding but has the potential to shape global standards. Lawyers involved in climate litigation say it could help them build arguments in cases involving the environment and human rights. The text proposed by Costa Rica, the Maldives, Morocco, Slovenia, and Switzerland was passed with 43 votes in favor and 4 abstentions from Russia, India, China, and Japan. The United States did not vote since it is not currently a member of the 47-member council. The World Health Organization estimates that some 13.7 million deaths a year, or around 24% of the global total, are due to environmental risks such as air pollution and chemical exposure. This is VOA News. Brazil is set on Friday to become the second country in the world to pass 600,000 COVID-19 deaths, a dark milestone for a government that has been sharply criticized by health experts for mismanaging the outbreak. The country has ramped up vaccinations after a slow start, and there are signs infections are finally declining. More than 70% of Brazilians have received a first dose, compared to 65% in the United States, which also passed 600,000 deaths in June. Brazil appears to have been spared the worst of the Delta variant so far, with registered deaths and cases falling despite the arrival of the more contagious strain. Greece said on Friday it would investigate reports that some of its officials were illegally pushing back migrants at the border a day after Brussels pressed it to look into the accusations. Several European media outlets reported this week that Greek and Croatian officials were illegally and sometimes violently pushing back migrants. The European Union's executive called for an investigation on Thursday. Under international law, migrants have a right to claim asylum, and it's forbidden to send potential asylum seekers back to where their lives or well-being might be in danger. Croatia's interior minister said on police would conduct an investigation on Thursday as well. The United States, Britain, and Norway on Friday called for an end to blockades of port and transportation infrastructure in eastern Sudan. The countries, in a joint statement, backed the civilian-led transitional government in urging political talks to resolve protests in the east that they said are risk-damaging Sudan's economy and its people. Members of eastern Sudan's tribes have blocked roads and forced Red Sea ports to close in recent weeks, in protest at what they say is the region's lack of political power and its poor economic conditions. The cabinet warned last Sunday that Sudan is about to run out of essential medicine, fuel, and wheat after political protests forced the closure of Port Sudan, the main port in the east of the country. And Kenya said on Friday it rejected the jurisdiction of UN's International Court of Justice ahead of a ruling next week on its long-running maritime border dispute with Somalia. The Horn of Africa neighbors have been feuding for years over a stretch of the Indian Ocean claimed by both nations that is believed to hold deposits of oil and gas. Kenya announced in March it would boycott hearings in the case after the Hague-based tribunal refused to allow further delays. The final ruling is due to be delivered on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.